This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We have much to cover today, much. Got some audio from a couple different sources, doctors, by the way, concerning what's taking place here, not just in the United States of America, but on a global scale. Now, folks, before we get to big tech hand in glove with government scrubbing facts exposing COVID-19, very telling, is not. We're going to hit a couple things. Before we do, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the articles, 13 of them every single day, from culture warriors bringing you about the answers that most Americans claim that they want concerning the resolve. You can also go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com and click us on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. You can also jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page of the paper, of their outlet, I'm sorry. And you can go ahead and click on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Now, friends, what I want to do is let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. True that. We follow the Christ. Now, if you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to lay this to your candor because a lot of people don't know to the extremities that the federal and state governments are going right now. We just found out from the Michigan governor, again, this tyrant who needs to be charged for her crimes against we the people. She's now having people charged, ticketed to those that suggest to throw off or defy her unlawful orders, believe it or not. But this is tyranny. We know it's tyranny, friends, and they're pushing the limits to see how far you're going to let them go. We also know across the country that federal government, state governments have been releasing dangerous criminals back onto the streets of America. And what's interesting to note is they're releasing felons back onto the streets of America, but they're taking the innocent and they're charging them, and then they're incarcerating them. Now, make the correlation there, because I can, by the way, I can, for the record, make that correlation for you. If you go to Luke 10, it tells us, Luke 23, verse 10, and then going down, the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused Jesus. And Herod the king, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him. They mocked Christ and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and set him back to Pilate. What they were doing is they're trying to find fault with him. And who was it that was delivering him up? His own people in his own nation. And who are they delivering him up to? The Gentiles. Okay? And then Pontius Pilate comes into play. In verse 12, in the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together. It's interesting how the enemy ties the tails of these foxes, isn't it? Because the Bible says before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, "You brought this man unto me, Jesus, as one that perverteth the people." Okay? He's the one that came to magnify the law. Romans 3:31, go back to Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7, go back to the Old Testament. It's in Psalm verse 48, Isaiah 42:21. Just giving you out of the mouth of two or three, I just gave you five, okay? And it's interesting, he came to magnify the law, and yet it was the Pharisees and the Herodians that were saying that he was perverting the law. I'm just making clear here. Verse 14, you brought this man unto me, said Pilate, as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I have examined him before you, and have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof you accuse him, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is unto him. Okay? I will therefore chastise him and release him. Now I'm going to go down just a little bit to verse 18. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with Jesus, away with this man. Okay? He who was without sin, who was a perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God. Right? And John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. And it says, away with this man and release unto us Barabbas. Now, I'm going to bring the correlation here just to show you what's happening and what's behind your government today. They're releasing the guilty and they're crucifying, friends, the innocent. That's what's happening in America today. Listen. And they cried out all at once, away with this man, innocent Jesus, the Son of God, and release unto us Barabbas. Now, Barabbas in verse 19 tells us he was incarcerated in prison for sedition, insurrection, and for murder, friends. That's the reason that he was cast into prison. And Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake to them again. But they cried out, saying, no, crucify him, crucify him. Now, when you look at the government in America, you can go ahead and blame the governors. You can go ahead and blame the senators. You can go ahead and blame the congressmen. You can go ahead and blame the president. And I'm all in agreement with everybody that does. But the fact of the matter is, and yes, we should be able to trust them. And yes, we should be able to take them for their words. But the fact of the matter is, history teaches us to do the exact opposite. We must suspect everybody that approaches that jewel, said Patrick Henry, a Sons of Liberty. Okay? That's not where we're at today. I want you to understand, as you're blaming the president, as you're blaming the governors, as you're blaming the senators and the congressmen, I want you to understand that they are your employees. And they are doing what you, America, are allowing them to do. And I know that many people across the United States are not allowing them to do it anymore. And I praise God for every one of them. These are the people that have taken responsibility in dealing with corruption in their government. I want to make clear, okay? Going back, Pilate said in verse 22, Luke 23, verse 22, what evil has he done? I found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests, the religious hypocrites of the day, they're very much alive and well in America today, believe me, right? Prevailed. Okay? And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as the people required. It's interesting how that works. And he released unto them him that was for sedition and murder, was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. Now, Pilate can go ahead and wash his hands all he wants and play the innocent all that he wants to in the face of the people. Anybody know the history of Pilate? His end was that he was actually sent into exile and he committed suicide, for those that didn't know. And also keep in mind, friends, in Scripture, his wife had a dream saying, have nothing to do with that just and holy man. Now, what's interesting, friends, as he was going up to Golgotha, all the women in chapter 23 followed him and bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus said, turning unto them, daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paths which never gave suck. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about, well, we're going to be talking about big tech's hand in glove with the government, scrubbing facts, exposing COVID-19. It's very telling, is it not? I was just taking the time because I always want to lay the presupposition that God is. I always want to premise our conversations on making reference to God's moral law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And now I'm giving you a scripture concerning what exactly is taking place in this country today, friends. You have the people delivering up the innocent, and I'm talking about in government, who swore to God, right, that they would uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within, right, to do just what I just got done saying that they're supposed to do. Okay, they promised to do it. Now what we're seeing is we're seeing them actually condemning the righteous and then justifying the wicked. Government, federal government, state government, senators, congressmen, mayors, and governors are condemning the innocent, friends. They're releasing these people, are releasing dangerous criminals from prisons back out into the streets. Okay, but if you dare go out and cut the grass or buy seed or go to church, this same government's right there to prosecute you for executive orders that are unconstitutional. This is called judgment turned backwards. Read the whole of Isaiah 59 and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Now, as I was just giving you the analogy, friends, of Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Pharisees and the Herodians, which, by the way, in Mark 8:15, Jesus told us to beware of these jokers, okay? And it's interesting, friends, that they were the ones that moved the people to have Jesus crucified. Now, when Jesus was going up to Golgotha, it tells us in Luke 23, as the women were bewailing and lamenting him, Jesus turned unto them and says, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves." Why? And he said, weep not only for yourselves, but also weep for your children. America, this is a prophetic word for America. It is very much applicable to our times. He said, Jesus did, verse 29, for behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps which never gave suck. Then they shall say and begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. Jesus said, and I end with this, for if they do these things in a green tree, when you have all the power and still have all the freedom to do the right thing and you do it not, Jesus said, if you do these things, if they do these things, the bad guys and those that call themselves the good guys can have you turn on the innocent and yet go ahead and justify the wicked. If they do this in a green tree, what's going to happen when it's in a dry tree and you don't have power to stand up or resist or to defy tyranny any longer? By the way, in America today, to make it real, remember H.R. 5717, where the government right now is trying to disarm the American people, both sides of the unconstitutional aisle concerning parties, both the Republicans and the Democrats. Friends, if you're a new listener, keep in mind party affiliations are unconstitutional. Or a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, just for the record. Now, I want to show you how far they've gone. You guys know about the police giving tickets to those folks that were having church in Mississippi. You heard all about that. You heard what happened in Florida where they actually incarcerated the pastor for having a church service in defiance to their unconstitutional executive orders, and he won the day, and so did Mississippi, and anybody else in the church that stands up, they'll win the day too. But it shows you who that they serve, and it shows you whom they fear. Folks, right? And this is what they've been teaching in this country for six decades, to submit yourself to government, not to God. Because if you go to Romans 13, they've completely reversed it. They've gutted the pith and marrow of it, not understanding that it's God that ordains the power. But they're on Romans 13, and they failed to see, friends, they jumped over Romans 12:21, where it says that the church is to overcome evil by being good. Just for the record, that one is free. I just wanted to make sure everybody's in the loop with me in my thought process. I want to show you how far these devils that you're allowing to set this lying narrative concerning this coronavirus hoax, said Ron Paul, how far they're willing to go. In a 5-4 decision last Thursday, the Washington State Supreme Court, every one of them need to be removed that voted in favor, narrowly denied a petition that would have released thousands of inmates from state prisons. I want you to think about this. You're imprisoned in your home, okay? If you dare step outside of these edicts, say they, hey, folks, I've been living my life just the way I always have before, just for the record, and the people I know all across the country are living their lives the way that they've always lived their lives, just for the record, okay? But I want you to understand the very people that want you to quarantine, the very people that want to tell you what you can do and what you cannot do concerning their false narrative, friends. You need to understand these are the same people that are releasing dangerous criminals back out onto the streets. What's this about? They contradict themselves in a major, major way. Listen to this. 5-4 decision, Washington State, denied a petition that would have released thousands of inmates from state prisons, including some who committed serious violent crimes such as assault, rape, and murder. One of those inmates would have been an infamous serial killer, Gary Ridgway. A stunning report by PJ Media noted, Ridgway, also known as the Green River Killer, was sentenced to 500 years in prison. This is what you get when you throw off God's judgment, by the way, as if to suggest he's going to live for 500 years, friends. Instead of deterring the crime and executing the Joker that's responsible for confessing killing 80 different women, he sits in prison. Not only that, friends, but they almost released this Joker back out onto the streets of America so he could do it again. And who are these edicts coming from? The very ones that are accusing the innocent, incarcerating the innocent, charging the innocent. If you dare violate my edict, this is what's going to happen to you. America, violate, defy their unlawful orders, because these devils have no business ruling anybody's roost. They can't even rule their own, and they want to dictate your lives? You've got to be kidding me, friends. The Green River Killer was sentenced to 500 years in prison in 2003 after being convicted of murdering 49 women, many of whom were prostitutes in the 1980s and 90s. He later confessed to murdering upward of 80 women. They were going to release this murderer back onto the streets of America to endanger you and your families. And it's the same people that are trying to sell you. You better listen to our edict, because it's all about for your safety and for your good. By the way, that was the same slogan the Third Reich used. This, it's for your safety. It's for your good. It's for your safety. It's for your good. All the way to the point where they had them behind barbed wire fences and they still wouldn't listen. That's what's happening here in America, friends, today. This is the same government that is telling you and laying out a narrative that they cannot prove, that it's broken into 1,000 pieces, that you better stay home or else. And these are the same people that are delivering people back out onto the streets to commit another crime. And the Lord said that those that forget me and the nation that forgets about me, he said, I'll turn that nation into hell. We're doing it to ourselves. And let me say this. We're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind if we don't take a hold of our said representatives. Not tomorrow, not next week, not 2 years, so that they can go ahead and continuously destroy all the more to vote them out. Unconstitutional, friends. Unconstitutional. Let me ask you something. If what you say, so many ignorant people do, well, we'll just vote them out next time. Really? What are they doing today? What are they doing to you today? I just told you. And you're going to wait for them to release more people back out into the streets? What if it's your daughter? What if it's your wife? What if it's your husband that's killed because of one of these said dictatorials and dictator tyrants? Go ahead and release one of these people back out into the street, and it's your family member that's killed. Maybe even theirs. You want to wait 2 more years for that to happen? You want to give them permission? This is like a cop walking up to a criminal that's robbing a bank. Hey, you know what? I'm just going to let you, you know, will you just do me a favor? Quit doing that right now to the robber. You know, when you just go away. I'll just forget that that ever happened. No. Don't worry about it. Just get out of there. What would you think if the cop looked at him and said, you know what, I'll let you go ahead and get all that you need. Go ahead and rob all the tills, cash registers, get all of it, get out of here, and just promise me you'll never do it again. That's how ignorant people have become in this country. No, when you peruse the U.S. Constitution, there's provision in the Constitution to remove them today, not next week or tomorrow, but today, and to charge them for their crimes against we the people today, not tomorrow. And you know, all those that just go along with the edicts of these devils in office today, so many of them, these lawless minions of Satan himself, you know what? You're accomplices to the crimes that are being committed and will be committed. This is our government. They work for us. We do not work for them. And the bottom line is, America, you better get this straight. They're wanting to release mass murderers back out onto the streets. When are you going to get what's really going on here? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he has no plans to extend the CDC's Stop the Spread guidelines.
They'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it and they're explaining what they're doing, and I am very much in favor of what they're doing. They're getting it going.
The 30-day guidelines are set to expire this week. Now, Vice President Mike Pence does say, though, that states are using the CDC suggestions to reopen businesses.
The current guidelines, I think you can say, are very much incorporated in the guidance that we're giving states to open up America again.
Republican members of Congress say firearms-related industries and other businesses, such as coal, gas, and oil, are at risk of being denied small business loans. The GOP senators are asking members of the Trump administration what efforts the SBA has to ensure the loans are prioritized in an unbiased manner. You're listening to USA Radio News. A change of course regarding the House of Representatives, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House not returning to Capitol Hill next week now, as originally planned. As Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, the Capitol physician has warned against it. The U.S. Senate is still, as of now, scheduled to return to session on Monday.
One of the things lawmakers in Washington, D.C. will be working on is a possible Phase 4 plan that could include bailing out states and cities that were impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. According to Republican Senator from Delaware, Chris Coons, it's the right thing to do.
Something that we fought for and was not in this package was assistance to local governments and states. What that really means is keeping employed folks who are police officers, paramedics, first responders, teachers, public health officials.
The senator speaking on Fox News, and Senate will be in session starting Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, the American people are willing to suffer it all, aren't they? So many of them are willing to just go ahead and allow these tyrants to do at will what they do. And they suffer the abuses, only to hand the baton off onto their children so that they can be further enslaved because they refuse to stand up and deal with the tyrants. That's what it comes down to. It really does. Hey, folks, doctors... not about COVID-19, not about science. It's about control. Listen to me. It's not about COVID-19, not about science. It's about control. The very videos that expose the government's narrative concerning COVID-19 is being scrubbed from the internet. This all reminds me of what allegedly took place there in Florida after this school shooting took place, how eyewitnesses actually were hanging out with Nicholas Cruz. And all those eyewitnesses and their accounts that were on video or recorded for broadcast concerning the mainstream media in the state of Florida, it's interesting how they were all scrubbed by big tech companies. Why? Because it didn't fit the narrative. The same reason that COVID-19, friends, and if you go and you defy the governments and their narrative that they want to set in stone, which they cannot do, friends, they have the video scrubbed. I just want you to know what's happening. We've got the video. We downloaded the video. Everybody was sending it out last night about how it's been deleted. Well, download the video. Save the video. But But the question people need to be asking themselves is, why are big tech companies scrubbing videos that prop up the government's narrative when they have nothing to substantiate their narrative for the most part? Why is that? Benjamin Franklin said, whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. By the way, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and it applies to every single one of us. Freedom of speech doesn't mean you can say whatever you want to say without lawful consequence. You're not supposed to be able to teach young people how to kill and how to fornicate. And it all counters scripture, friends. And if it counters scripture, it's not freedom, friends. It's licentiousness. And as Jesus rightly said, he who continues in his sin will die in his sin. And what does Romans 6:23 tell us the end of sin is? Death. Right? But the Supreme Court's new version of free speech is, oh, no, go ahead and teach them how to kill cops. No, go ahead and teach them how to rape women. I'm not kidding you. No, go ahead and teach them how to drug deal. No, teach them how to defy good government. No, it all falls under the law that says it's freedom of speech. No, it does not. You can't find it, nor can you prove it. And if you'd like to do so, 1-866-582-9933, what you've been subjected to in this country over the last six decades is unlawfulness, because the American people at that time threw off God in adherence to an oligarchy through the Supreme Court that said, oh, no, freedom of speech is whatever you want to say, it's okay. It's okay. Really? Yeah, until it comes to them, right? Yeah, that's right. Hypocrites. Devils is what they are. Whosoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. What are big tech companies doing today, friends? What are they doing? I just seen one of my live chat friends yesterday say, you know what? Genuine information is hard to come by today. Why? Because you're hearing from people all across the country, namely the conservatives, that there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, my goodness. You have every power within yourself to do something about it. Those people that tell you that just don't want to do anything about it. They're no good for the devil, friends. Oh, my goodness in Christ, friends. Notice what I said. Oh, my goodness in Christ. I have no goodness within myself outside of him. Romans 13:14. Is the freedom of speech under attack by the big tech companies working hand in glove with corruption in this government today, or what? Yes. What they are scrubbing from the likes of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, etc. is information or videos that have everything to do with exposing the government's propaganda, exposing false narratives, or blatant lies. Read John 8:44. There is no truth in these people. Proverbs 19:9 says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Also read Revelations 21, starting in verse 5. Liars shall have no part in the book of life. They shall have their part in the lake of fire. That's where they belong, friends. That's where they belong. The mainstream media and big tech companies have now become accomplices to the same crimes when it comes to squashing any narrative that may expose their narratives as a false one, which is more than not. In other words, if you dare stand up and call them out for being a bunch of liars, because they are, they'll squash your voice. That's what they want to do. No, that's not true. Stand up and fight. Stand up and fight. Well, what's one person going to do? Have you ever been in a tent where there's a mosquito in there and you try to go to sleep? Doesn't work, does it? No, it doesn't. You know, it's interesting how, again, every once in a while, I seen one today, Trey Gowdy, you know, that great American appeaser? You know how the conservatives are entertained with Trey Gowdy? Big, bad Trey Gowdy, who is nothing but an appeaser, just like Daryl Issa, just like Jason Chaffetz. Isn't it interesting? They never prosecuted anybody. They just talked big and the people were entertained by it. Just think about that. Justice guards our liberty, but the people were entertained by them just talking big and tough. They call it grilling. Who's Trey Gowdy ever prosecuted? Nobody can tell me. Folks, you've been duped out of your freedoms because of a lack of justice, and this is their purpose, by the way. Well, you know who else jumped on? as the show goes on. Ted Cruz, man, he likes to play the righteous. He likes to be one of the righteous guys. Folks, he's a player. He's been a player for years in this country. He's an arrogant human being is what he is. And he's not an American. He is not for you. He is against you. And I don't care if people say, well, what has he ever done against us? No, well, let me say this. What has he ever done for us through omission? That's a question only you can answer. Whoa, I never thought about that. Do you remember when Ted Cruz, this is just one concerning his many omissions, but he jumped on board to add to the list of American peasers like the ones that I just named, and the conservatives put him up as grilling the big tech companies. Can I ask you, whatever has become of that grilling by Ted Cruz concerning YouTube and Google and Twitter and Facebook? Here, let me tell you, absolutely nothing. Because it's nothing but a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics. Haven't you figured it out yet? And if it wasn't true, then where is the justice? It's the same thing with the president. Oh, he's going to drain the swamp. Well, where's the justice, Mr. President? You've been there for 5 years, and I'm talking about a year on the campaign trail. You've done nothing but promise the American people in doing the opposite instead of actually prosecuting political criminals. What have you done? You've released them, Rod Blagojevich and 13 others. That's what I'm doing here, friends. That's what I'm doing here. By the way, I wanted to say this, too. Censorship sounds a little conspiratorial, doesn't it? Yeah, Jeremiah 11:9, folks, it's all there. There's a conspiracy among you. It was a time of judgment, just like America's under right now. Jeremiah 11:9. The Lord was telling Jeremiah to tell the people there's a conspiracy. Yep, there is. Not a theory, but a conspiracy. And what's going on today in America, you're not hearing a whole lot of theories anymore, are you? No, my goodness, we've been told about this 60 and 50 and 40 and 30 and 20 and 10 and 2 years ago. Oh, my goodness, Bradley, we're here. But wait a second, weren't you the ones to give the media a pass? Well, they were polarizing individuals that were actually calling them out for conspiracy. No, the mainstream media was busy covering up for their friends in government, and they have a long history of it, by the way. It is a conspiracy. Did you also know that Facebook, Twitter, Google, these big tech companies, did you know that they're also subversive to American government? They tell you, and by the way, they can go ahead and throw on their policies and their rules. They can pull whatever they want in them. But just like our friend Edwin Vera, who has great success at the Supreme Court, tells us they can go ahead and put what they want to put in their policies. He goes, not all of it's going to hold up in a court of law. Okay, but if the people believe it to be so, guess what? They'll submit to it. That's right. But did you know that all these big tech companies, every single one of them, did you know that they're subversive to American government? How is that? How is it that Ted Cruz and your said representatives haven't prosecuted these people yet? No, on the contrary, friends. They're working hand in glove to suppress anybody. They need these big tech companies to give them cover when they're committing the crimes against we the people, committing the act of conspiracy. Read 1 Kings and 2 Kings. Conspiracies all over the Bible. Hey, folks, on this show, we're not talking about chasing our tail. No. We're talking about bringing resolve, and the way to do that is bring facts. We don't need to keep talking about all these corrupt politicians and all their crimes like the conservatives, yesterday's liberals of the day, are doing all day long. No. Let's deal with the old ones before we talk about the new ones. See, because if we go back and we deal with the Hillary Clinton concerning her first offense towards we the people, guess what? We wouldn't have to talk about the other 200 that she's committed, right? But see, people have been conditioned, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, there's nothing you want to do about it. Now, I'm laying this premise, friends, because I want you to understand this is going on again today. And it's going to happen again tomorrow and next week and next month and next year if you don't put a stop to it. Why is it, friends, that the doctors are coming out, calling out COVID-19 for what it is? I'm going to play some audio for you in just a moment. Not about science, said the doctor. It's not about COVID-19. The doctor said, why am I being forced to doctor up death records and stating that people are dying from COVID-19 when it's not how they died? And then he said, it's all about control. That very video that we played for you two times over the last week and a half has been scrubbed from YouTube, and it's taking off for the people that do still have it. We're one of them. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll play the audio for you on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Interestingly enough, friends, we have, again, you look at Rashida Tlaib. Oh, my goodness. Ugh, what a hideous, hideous woman. Tim Brown just posted, economic jihadist Rashida Tlaib. Listen to what this Muslim states. By the way, we had also... in the state of Minnesota here, Ilhan Omar, remember when she was praising the president for shutting down the economy? What's the purpose of the Muslims in the United States of America? To those that will not assimilate. And those are, I'm talking about the radicals. They seem to be my lot in life. What's their agenda? What's their objective? Their objective is to conquer America, to destroy America. What better way to do it than the way that the government's doing it today? And I've also shared with you again, the Holy Ghost has brought us to this point again, friends, to show you the correlation. You do know that Adolf Hitler used the Muslims. We have 35 jihadi camps here in America. Never hear a word about them, but they're there, right? Reported back in 2009, both by Anderson Cooper, who did a great job to his credit, and Sean Hannity. Both CNN and Fox back in 2009 did two great reports concerning the jihadi camps in America. Okay? We haven't heard a word about them. But what's interesting is we do hear a lot. The media has always got its microphone right up to these nasty, foul women and their cameras right up to their nasty, hideous-looking faces. And I'm not saying that just for the sake of saying it. It's true, friends. They're un-American. You know it, and I know it. But look at the American people tolerate un-American hate. Listen to the headline here, okay? Rashida Tlaib, listen carefully. Economic jihadist Rashida Tlaib, workers must organize. She's caused, listen, insurrection, domestic insurrection, praising the criminal governor in the state of Michigan, saying workers must organize and push back against reopening economy. I'm not kidding. This, folks, these subversives are in office working with federal government. You know as well as I do if Donald Trump called out Rashida Tlaib, Keith Ellison, any other corrupt representative in the United States of America and told those particular states to have them impeached and incarcerated, you know all the well his worshipers would do it. You know he would. And by the way, I would be on board with that all the way as well. But he doesn't do it. Adolf Hitler used Muslims as mercenaries to create domestic insurrection. After that was created, he had political power over Germany, 80 million people. He then used them to do his killing concerning his political opposition. That's the history of the Muslims. That's why the Muslims are here. And I'm talking about those that are not assimilating. Again, make clear what Bradley Dean is saying here. Radicals are my lot in life, believe me. And I'm not putting up with them. The fact of the matter is, friends, why are they not being condemned? Why is she praising somebody that's destroying the economy in Michigan? Why is Ilhan Omar praising the president for destroying thousands and thousands of businesses in America? Because that's their objective. How come the United States government's using these people? How come they're not condemned? How come they're not being removed and charged? Because it helps their agenda. Haven't you figured this out, friends? It's just like Herod and Pontius Pilate. They were at enmity one against another, and then they became friends when it was time to turn on the innocent. That's scripture. That is the spirit of the world, and that's where we're at. Now, I got to get back to this. Doctors, not about COVID-19, not about science, it's about control. This video and this audio that I'm about to play for you is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I just posted it this morning. Hang on a second. We had to download it. Got about 489 shares right now just on this one article. Thank you, by the way. And with that said, I want you to hear what these two doctors had to say. This is one of many. This is one of a plethora. Dr. Shiva came out. We got a brand new article, friends, right now from Dr. Rashid Buttar, the coronavirus agenda on sonsoflibertymedia.com and what the mainstream media does not want you to know and how he's being censored. He had over 9 million views on one of his videos that contradicted the narrative that the government on a global scale is setting. So guess what YouTube did? They shut him down. I go after YouTube. I'm telling you. Just the same way that we're going after others, friends, I would go after YouTube. And you need to begin to ask yourself the question, just like I said during the last segment, friends. You know, Ted Cruz can grill big tech companies all he wants to. Donald Trump can talk about reporting big tech companies to him all day long. The fact of the matter is these big tech companies are working along with the agenda that federal government and state governments are pushing. They need each other. So you better get out of your minds that there's nothing you can do about big tech companies. No, it's time that you better do the impossible. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. It was the Father that said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of thee, touching whatsoever things you ask, I will do it for you. And what was the analogy he gave us in the book of Luke concerning prayer? Importunity. The widow going to the judge and staying and pressing into the judge until he what? Gave her justice, friends. Gave her justice. We need justice in this country. We need people to... hey, folks, someone just said on live chat talking about what needs to happen here. I said, well, let their cruelty swell our ranks. But our ranks at this point, friends, are overflowing, are they not? Yes. Yes, take the lead, America, as you follow the Christ. That's what a real leader is. Like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Right? But here you go. I want you to listen to this. This is the audio that YouTube just pulled from two doctors exposing the COVID virus for what it really is. Listen to this.
Yeah, Jessica, the doctors say that they've compiled their own data of coronavirus cases here in Kern County and used their research from the cases here to cross-reference them with numbers across the nation and really across the globe. They say that that data shows that healthy people don't need to shelter in place anymore. And of course, that's going against what a lot of health experts have been telling us so far.
I say, do we need to still shelter in place? Our answer is emphatically no. Do we need businesses to be shut down? Emphatically no. Do we need to test them and get them back to work? Yes, we do.
Doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, both co-owners of the 5 accelerated urgent care facilities in Kern County, say they have tested 5,213 patients within the county for the coronavirus. That makes up for over half of all testing done here. They say their data and research qualifies their statement.
Is the flu less dangerous than COVID? Let's look at the death rates. No, it's not. They're similar in prevalence and in death rate. So we are saying that our response now that we know the facts, it's time to get back to work.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says otherwise.
Of course.
National research showing COVID-19 cases to be over 10 times as lethal than the flu.
He's on Bill Gates' board.
Decades of experience as an immunologist and physician holds no weight in the eyes of Erickson and Masihi.
We're actually seeing the patients. Dr. Fauci hasn't seen a patient for 20 years.
White House health officials have reported more than 800,000 COVID-19 cases with just over 46,000 deaths across the nation. But Erickson says that quarantining is a health hazard in and of itself.
We understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. I don't want to hide in my home, develop a weak immune system, and then come out and get diseased.
Reporting the disease, Erickson claims, is being forced onto healthcare professionals.
ER doctors now,
listen,
friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting. When I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID.
Listen.
Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
According to Erickson,
listen carefully.
There is something much larger at play here.
This is not about science, and it's not even about COVID. When they use the word safe, if you listen to the word safe, that's about controlling you. So when I talk to all my ER doctors who work in a hospital, no stake in the game, same opinion.
Yep. Did you hear that, friends? They're being forced to doctor up the death records. He said it's about control. He said we need to get back to work. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't agree. Of course he doesn't agree. They're getting kickbacks, friends. Dr. Fauci, friends, if you want to call him that, he's a traitor to his people. He's on Bill Gates' board, for goodness sake, friends. And I want to say this too, friends. You go ahead and keep giving Donald Trump a pass all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is you need to ask the question, who's the president of the United States of America, Bill Gates or Donald Trump? And why is he giving special interest a platform to go ahead and push their propaganda on not only the American people, but on a global scale? Because we're the obstacle to a new world order, said George Soros. We're the stumbling block to these people, friends. And don't forget, and I end with this, don't forget Ron Paul's article. Dr. Ron Paul, in Congress for over 3 decades, also a doctor. He's the one that wrote the article, The Coronavirus Hoax. He said, overhyped to bring about more tyranny. Hey, friends, you got to wake up, okay? Love you by what we do in all sincerity, but let's get this right. There's enough of you out there to start moving forward. Amen? Love you by what we do. See ya!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.